This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's promise to build new shelters in every city council district so far isn't happening. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Three districts have no city-funded beds and units for people experiencing homelessness. Central Denver has a quarter of the units. Nearly half are in or on the border of the last plurality black neighborhood in the city. Critics fear Johnston's concentrating poverty, which he denies. District 8 Councilmember Chantel Lewis is proud her district is modeling solutions to the homelessness crisis, and she hopes the rest of the city soon follows. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Winter hotel bookings in Colorado's mountain towns are down so far this ski season. Bookings made in November for the upcoming months were more than 11% lower than the same time last year. That's according to data provider Destametrics. Meanwhile, Colorado casinos have rebounded from the pandemic and then some. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In the last fiscal year, casino proceeds topped $1 billion. That's up 30% from pre-pandemic levels. Back in 2020, voters approved Amendment 77, which lifted betting limits and added table games. Sean DeMule runs Ameristar and Blackhawk.
Allowing these additional games gives Coloradans a reason to stay and play here in Colorado and ensure that their gaming tax dollars are making an impact here in Colorado.
At the same time, Colorado has made big investments in dealing with gambling addiction, according to David Farahi, a former casino executive.
Colorado is really leading the nation in that kind of model, and I think that more states will follow suit.
I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Blizzard warnings continue for the Palmer Divide and Eastern Plains. This is CPR News and KRCC.